G'day, welcome to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron, and you've got a couple of hours of folk music heading your way right here on Community Radio 2MCE in the Central West, 92.3 in Bathurst and 94.7 in Orange, and we're broadcasting to the world via 2MCE.org. That's our station, 2MCE. Starting today's program, a song from the late Happy Traum, T-R-A-U-M is his surname. It might be Traum, I never did work that out. And he's gone now, so I can't ask him. From an album called Just For The Love Of It, a song called Jay Gould's Daughter, J-A-Y Gould. Jay Gould was a railroad magnate in the US a long time ago, and this song is a variant of the Casey Jones song. And whoever put it together didn't really like Jay Gould.
Well, on a Monday morning it began to rain. Round the bend and come a passenger train. On the blind was Hobo John. A good old roundabout is dead and gone. He's dead and gone. Dead and gone. Now Charlie Snyder was a brave engineer, told his fireman never to fear. Pour on the water, boy, shovel on the coal, stick your head out the window, see the drivers roll, see the drivers roll. Drivers roll. Stick your head out the window, see the drivers roll. Bums can't ride, if ride they must, let them ride the rod, let them put their trust in the hands of God, in the hands of God, hands of God, put their trust in the hands of God. Jay Gould's daughter said, before I die, two more trains I'd like to ride. Jay Gould said, daughter, what can they be? For the Pacific and the Santa Fe, and the Santa Fe, Santa Fe. Pacific and the Santa Fe. Jay Gould's daughter said, before I die, two more drinks I'd like to try. Jay Gould said, daughter, what can they be? A cool glass of water and a cup of tea. And a cup of tea. Cup of tea. Cool glass of water and a cup of tea. Cup of tea. Just a cool glass of water and a...
Yeah, she didn't want much, did she? Cool glass of water and a cup of tea. Jay Gould's Daughter opening the program today. A track from Happy Traum. Playing harmonica on that track, the great John Sebastian. You might remember him from The Loving Spoonful. We'll continue with a waltz. La Valse pour les petites jeunes filles. Waltz for the pretty young women. Young girls, maybe. And with it, a tune called Harding Fella. Malcolm Dalglish playing hammer dulcimer and Gray Larson on guitar. Gray Larson also plays fiddle and flute and concertina and harmonium on this album.
Thank you. when they come marching past the houses. Shiny boots and khaki blouses dip as the creases in their trousers, standing tall and straight and strong. And they all keep in step together, glint of steel and flash of leather, braving every kind of weather as they boldly march along. You may dismiss it as a ploy for the enlistment of the boys, who'll be impressed to see the toys and play the games that can be played. And you may well prefer abstention, but I feel compelled to mention you do well to pay attention when the boys are on parade. Look at your sons before they're older, they'll be stronger, they'll be bolder. Just the thing to make a soldier, when we'll turn them into men. And they'll be taught to follow orders, keep the peace and guard the borders, to protect us from marauders and defend us to the end. But the position they'll be filling is to be able and be willing to be killed or do the killing when there's a price that must be paid. May well prefer abstention, but I feel compelled to mention you do well to pay attention when the boys are on parade. In the pursuit of good community, of decency and unity and equal opportunity, we stand prepared to fight. And if there's a threat to our position from aggressive opposition, then with guns and ammunition we'll repel with all our might. We'll dehumanize and hate them, sending the troops to decimate them, was in the name of the nation, all it stands for is betrayed. And you may well prefer abstention, but I feel compelled to mention you do well to pay attention when the boys are on parade. Merely the whim or intuition of an elected politician makes him a lee without conditions as the monster quits the cage. It's a machine that knows no quarter, dealing death and sowing slaughter, raping mothers, wives and daughters in an all-consuming rage. We may well decide we need it, and we'll pay to arm and feed it, but can you tell me who will lead it when the decisions must be made? And you may well prefer abstention, but I feel compelled to mention you do well to pay attention when the boys are on parade. Some will wonder what's to fear and say there is no danger here, but there has never been a year when soldiers haven't been at war. And the eternal executions and the bloody revolutions and the ultimate solutions too have all been seen before. And there's always someone scheming, and sometimes at night when dreaming, in the distance I hear screaming, and in my heart I feel afraid. And you may well prefer abstention, for I feel compelled to mention you do well to pay attention when the boys are on parade. Here they come marching past the houses, shiny boots and khaki blouses, stiff as the creases in their trousers, standing tall and straight and strong. And is it any cause for pride that now the women march beside them? Will they have wiser gods to guide them in discerning right from wrong? Cause every step is a reminder of the threat that lies behind, if we forget the ties that bind us when the decisive game is played. And you may well prefer abstention, for I feel compelled to mention you do well to pay attention when the boys are on parade. And as the procession passes by, consider the sight before your eyes, cause it'll be you they kill and die for when they're called to the crusade. And you may love them and adore them, you may hate them and abhor them, but for God's sake don't ignore them when the boys are on parade.
Andy Irvine, of course. The song called When the Boys Are on Parade, it was composed by Marcus Turner, singer-songwriter from Dunedin in New Zealand. Andy Irvine picked it up from Marcus on a tour many years ago, early part of this century, I guess, from an album called Way Out Yonder. And before that, the instrumental from Malcolm Dalglish and Gray Larson, La Valse pour les petits Germ Feel and Hudding Fella. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Next one comes with a bit of a language warning, and not because of the song. This is a song about a Yoruban, or is it Yoruban? No, Yoruban, goddess of love, money, marriage, motherhood and happiness from West Africa. She brings renewal and she's found where there's fresh water. This is a group from Vancouver in Canada. Mostly they perform as an a cappella seven-piece. The song is called Ocean, O-S-H-U-N, and the group are called the No Shit Shirleys.
Gong 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 Oshun baile o yalore akiti baile o Oshun baile o ye ye baile o Oshun baile o yalore akiti baile o Oshun baile o ye ye baile o Baileo, yalore, akiti baileo, oshun baileo, ye ye baileo, oshun baileo, yalore, akiti baileo. Gong 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 Yeah, 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 yeah,
Oshun by the No Shit Shirleys from an album called Neutrify. A song from Nigeria, I guess. Nigeria, Benin, that part of West Africa. Here's Jerry Garcia playing not with the Grateful Dead, but with the Jerry Garcia Acoustic Band. A song called I'm Troubled. And we'll follow that with a good set of tunes by the group Blazin' Fiddles.
Trouble, I'm troubled in mind. If trouble don't
pretty good. Fiddling. That's the Blazin' Fiddles, a group from Scotland. The set of tunes we heard, Miss Johnston, Ranny McLellan, Fred's Reel and Frank Gilruth. Ranny McLellan was written by Brenda Stubbart, Canadian fiddle player of renown. That comes from an album simply called Six. They must have been busily recording their seventh album and ran out of names to call their sixth album. So they called it Six, Blazin' Fiddles. And before that, Jerry Garcia, not with the Grateful Dead, but with his own little acoustic band from an album called Almost Acoustic, old song called I'm Troubled. Time to introduce you to the featured album on today's program. It's called Love, It Is a Killing Thing. And it's not quite as gruesome as that title would indicate. Title probably comes from a song on the album called Come and I Will Sing You. It's also known as the 12 Apostles, or more commonly, Green Grow the Rushes O. It was originally a song, a Christianized version of an old Druid chant. It also was changed into the 12 Days of Christmas. Anyway, we will get on to that one. We'll start not with that, but with a song called Once I Had a Sweetheart. And you might recall this from the group Pentangle. They recorded a pretty good version of it with the singer Jackie McShay. But here we have Maz O'Connor. She comes from Cumbria, Barrow-in-Furness, in fact. Well-respected English singer and composer and arranger. The main accompaniment on the album is fiddle, banjo and backing vocals played by Anna Reingans. But there's a bit of bass and foot percussion and some backing vocals also on this album, Love, It Is a Killing Thing. So, opening the featured album's offerings today, it's a reimagining, that's how they describe it, a reimagining of Once I Had a Sweetheart. So it's not quite the Pentangle version. They say lyrically somewhat departing from Pentangle's version. All right, see what you reckon.
Once I had a sweetheart.
First track from our featured album today. It's called Love, It Is a Killing Thing by the English singer, songwriter and writer Maz O'Connor. She does write everything from poems and so on to a folk musical called The Wife of Michael Cleary that was staged a year or two ago. The wife of Michael Cleary was Bridget Cleary, and there's a song I've played about Bridget Cleary, and indeed there's a band called The Burning of Bridget Cleary. Bridget Cleary was murdered by her husband and other members of her family because they decided she was a changeling and that the fairies had got her. Anyway, Maz O'Connor wrote about that, and she's written other stuff, and she sings on this album just about 50-50 original and traditional. And they're mostly songs about the perils of love, what can go wrong. We just heard Once I Had a Sweetheart. Maz O'Connor. This is a track called Pumba from the Asturian band Bandina.
La danza alrededor de una foguera y al pim pim. A una mai que men al cuerdos de Barganalia y hambrera y al pim pim. Al fumer un solo espante. A churia es de mal juicio y al pim pim, dale. Y no crucie la tabasa, el remusú del sumicio y al pim pim, dale ya.
Pumba, the name of that track, by the Asturian group Bandina. Bit of an experimental band. They've been around a while. And I notice the cover of the album was designed by Ruma Barbera, a member of our old mates Felpayu, another band from Asturias. And now I'll move to Newfoundland. Two tracks from a group called A Crowd of Bold Sharemen. One of the Bold Sharemen who, not recorded on this album, but he was a member of the band, young Corey, lives in Bathurst. He's a very fine box player. They already have another few box players in the band for this album, but he's the best of the lot, I reckon. We're going to hear two tracks from their self-titled album, A Crowd of Bold Sharemen. Should I tell you what a share man is? You could probably work it out. It's kind of self-explanatory. When a bunch of people say, righto, we'll man your fishing boat in exchange for a share of the profits. So they're share men. Pretty clear, really, isn't it? First track is called The Sealer's Ball. Sealer as in somebody who catches seals. The song's better known in Newfoundland by the first line in the chorus, be a much of a hand aboard a vessel. It's a story of a couple of young fellows who come off a sealing vessel with a few dollars in their pocket. They get into the rum, make fools of themselves over a woman, and she's too sensible for either of them and unimpressed by their macho antics, leaves them to their nonsense and goes on her merry way. So the sealer's ball, then a set of tunes. Set of, as they call them, step tunes. First one's called The Hound's Tune. The last one is called Susanna Perry's Tune. And they're from the repertoire of Rufus Ginchard, fine musician from that part of the world. And The Four Sisters, which is the tune in the middle, separating those other two, was composed by members of the band and named for a row of houses, the Four Sisters, a row of four houses on Temperance Street in St. John's. In Newfoundland. Neat to know all that. Even better, little bit of knowledge for you here, the stone houses were built by Samuel Garrett, the same stonemason who built Cabot Tower on Signal Hill, where Marconi received the first transatlantic wireless signal on the 1st of December 1901. You didn't know any of that, did you? All right, here's the sealer's ball and then the reels, or step tunes. Yes, we'll call them step tunes.
We got $6.50. When we took him to the store, we got a dollar more, sir. Be a much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be a much of a hand aboard a vessel, pelting the puppies while, sir. We wrote a letter the next day, posted it without delay, sent it off to Jimmy Baird for a couple of gallons of rum, sir. Be a much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be a much of a hand aboard a vessel, helping a puppy swile, sir. Saturday evening after tea, a couple of gallons they came to we. We took them down without being seen as far as Georgie Wall, sir. Be a much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be a much of a hand aboard a vessel, helping the puppies while, sir. Saturday evening after tea, a couple of girls they came to we. An elegant time was had by all till early in the morning. Be a much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be a much of a hand aboard a vessel, helping the puppies while. Be a much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel.
much of a hand aboard a vessel helping the puppies while, sir.
John Burke goes up to Jim McGee. Now what's she doing along with she? She used to go along with me. She'll do the same this morning.
Be a much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be a much of a hand aboard a vessel helping the puppies while, sir.
Jack and Jim got in the clinch. Neither of them would budge an inch. When the clinch broke up, they found a lady she'd a gone, sir.
Be a much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be a much of a hand aboard a vessel helping the puppies while, sir.
Come on, young fellas, take lesson of this. Never go fighting about a miss. All you'll do is start a big laugh and the lady she'll be gone, sir.
Be a much of a hand aboard. Be a much of a hand aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel, aboard a vessel. Be a much of a hand aboard a vessel, helping the puppies while, sir.
They play them fast up there in Newfoundland. A Crowd of Bold Sharemen, the name of that band. We heard two tracks from their self-titled album. First of all, the song, The Sealer's Ball, then that set of reels, Hound's Tune, The Four Sisters, and Susanna Perry's Tune. Another one now from the featured album from Maz O'Connor, the album called Love, It Is a Killing Thing. As I said, most, or well, half at least, the album's songs are traditional, including this one. This is Hares on the Mountain.
Young girls were hares on the mountain. If all the young girls were hares on the mountain, how many young men would take guns and go hunting? If all the young girls were blackbirds and thrushes, if all the young girls were blackbirds and thrushes, how many young men would go beating the bushes?
Question hanging. Hares on the Mountain. The genders are reversed there on that interpretation by Maz O'Connor from the featured album. The Hares on the Mountain has been transformed into a haunting and deceptively hushed song about violence against women. Featured album, Love, It Is a Killing Thing, from Maz O'Connor, who comes from Cumbria in the UK. Next track comes from Ed Miller. He's been around a long time. This is a reworking of a song composed by Ewan McColl many years ago. Ewan McColl, a writer and singer and collector and teacher, partner for 30-plus years of Peggy Seeger. He wrote a song called The Manchester Rambler. Here it's been reworked into the Edinburgh Rambler. I'm not sure whether Ed Miller did the reworking. I suspect he might have.
Oh, I've climbed in Glencoe in the sun and the snow. I've camped in Glenettive as well. I've hiked up Kirketten, my problems forgetting. Of the long Angus glens I can tell. My rucksack has oft been my pillow, the heather has oft been my bed. But sooner than part from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler, I'm a rambler, from Edinburgh away. I get all my pleasure the wild moorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. Oh, the day was just ending as I was descending to the Leithen from bleak windows straw, when a voice said, hey you, in the way keepers do, and he'd the worst face that I ever saw. And the words that he used were unfriendly, but in the face of his fury I said, sooner than part from these hills, man, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler, I'm a rambler, from Edinburgh away. I get all my pleasure the wild moorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. Well, he called me a louse, he said, think of the grouse. Well, I thought, but I still couldn't see why the rolling moorfoots and all the hills round about couldn't hold both those poor grouse and me. He said, all this land is my master's. At that I stood shaking my head, for no man has the right to own mountains any more than the deep ocean bed. I'm a rambler, I'm a rambler, from Edinburgh away. I get all my pleasure the wild moorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. I courted sweet Lil in the Lammermuir hills. She was as fair as the heather in bloom, and the blue of her eyes matched the clear moorland skies. I wooed her from April to June, but on the day we were meant to be married, I went for a ramble instead. For sooner than part from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler, I'm a rambler, from Edinburgh away. I get all my pleasure the wild moorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. So I walk where I will, over mountain and hill, and I'll lie where the bracken is deep. For I'm a man of the mountains, the clear crystal fountains, where the cliffs they rise craggy and steep. For I've seen hoodie crows in the gully, heard the curlews cry high overhead. But sooner than part from the mountains, I know I would rather be dead. I'm a rambler, I'm a rambler, from Edinburgh away. I get all my pleasure the wild moorland way. I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday.
Gives you a bit of an idea of how long ago that song was composed. One day a week off, that's all, just Sunday. Free man on Sunday, go for a ramble. A man with an interesting set of priorities was Ewan McColl, who wrote the original The Manchester Rambler, and a good interpretation there by Ed Miller. I must find out more about Ed Miller, because he has a fine voice, doesn't he? That track comes not from an album just by him, but from a compilation, 20 Years of Green Tracks. Green Tracks, a record label from Edinburgh. Here's another one from that same album by a trio, Young, MacDonald and McGuinness. This is called The Warrior's Reel, but possibly better known as Rip the Calico. Nice work there from a trio who just identify themselves as Young, MacDonald and McGuinness, or at least that's how they're identified on this triple CD collection, 20 Years of Green Tracks from the Green Tracks label. A song now from Christina Olsen, who toured out here a couple of times from California, and she was accompanied while she was in Australia by Peter Grayling, who is a cellist from Perth. He's also a botanist. She used to refer to him, she being Christina Olsen, refer to him as the only botticellist she knew. So here's a great song. This is called The Yellow Piper, another one for women to be aware of, I would suggest.
Blackie had an aeroplane back in 63. It was a yellow piper, and he had a crush on me. I asked him, would he teach me how to fly that clipped wing cup? Ambitious small town girl was I, he told me that he would. It was the year a father knows best, but my father never knew how I'd sneak off in my dungarees and all the things I'd do. I'd make him teach me flying first, then he could have his way. I spread my wings, I spread my legs, 'twas the price to pay. And I got pregnant and was sent away to a private school. Small town scandal is big time news. People can be cruel. And when a man would marry me and take my bastard child, I shut my mouth, I learned my place, my husband to satisfy. I worked at Penny's. Took 8 years for me to save the dough. To go through pilot school this time, I did it on my own. I never spoke a word of this to my husband dear. He must have thought that all that time I was having an affair. And it was through the clouds I would fly, and I was through being the sweet, sweet wife. I could fly. The day I got my license, took the final test and barnstormed our own farmhouse again and again. When I came home later that day, my kids all shouted out, "Oh, Mom, you should have been here. This crazy plane was flying all around." And Mama came so close, we saw our wheat reflected in its wings. And Dad said if you only would stay here more, you'd get to see these things. Without a word, I threw my license down so they could see who their wife and mother was, this woman that is me. The kids were full of disbelief, but wanted to hear more. My husband, on the other hand, slammed the kitchen door. He wouldn't speak to me for weeks, but it wasn't what I thought. He was angry, I wouldn't trust him to let him know my heart. My husband bought me my own plane. He said it's cheaper than divorce. And I started a business dusting crops. We could use the cash, of course. He's not a big talker, that man, but it's okay with me. He lets me be who I am. The rest is history. And it is through
song, isn't it? The Yellow Piper. Piper, what was it? A Piper Cub. It wasn't a Piper Aztec. Piper Cub. From Christina Olsen's album, The Truth of a Woman. Very good in concert was Christina Olsen. As I said, toured out here a couple of times. She came to Bathurst too. Now, two songs about money. Not a lot of money, at least not unless you add it all up over time. First one's called When You Give Our Tuppence Back, Charlie Dear. And it's the Pie Eaters giving us this one. This is Alan Musgrove singing. And the Charlie in question is Charles Hoskins from the Lithgow Mines. Charles knocked the wages back by tuppence, so everybody went out on strike, that is. Alan Musgrove will sing about that. Then, second one in this little set, Give Me Back My 15 Cents. Slightly more than tuppence, but not a lot. This is a group called the Hoover Uprights. And the Hoover Uprights, this is a bit of a backstory, took their name, of course, from the name of a vacuum cleaner. And they were worried for a while as they became more successful that the Hoover Company might complain about having their name lifted by this band of strange musicians. However, the Hoover Company did no such thing. They were quite happy about it. I think they even used them in advertising. You never know, do you?
Oh, it's strike time in the dear old Withcombe Valley. The men on strike intend to do their best. A few scabs round the tyrant seem to rally, but there's not a spark of manhood in their breast. When the tyrant said he'd take us down for tuppence, like a spirit, each man seemed to disappear. As they bid farewell, they added, we'll return again when you give our tuppence back, Charlie dear. When you give our tuppence back, Charlie dear, we can then return to work with conscience clear. But as heaven's sky is blue, we will never work for you till you give our tuppence back, Charlie dear. As we wander up and down old Withcombe Valley, the scenes of strife and want must give us pain, but they're standing for their rights like men of honour. Let us hope the struggle will not be in vain. Roadway to the furnace, and it makes us sad to see scabs working there. They'd be better in the churchyard safely sleeping instead of being scabs for Charlie dear. When you give our tuppence back, Charlie dear, we can then return to work with conscience clear. But as heaven's sky is blue, we will never work for you till you give our tuppence back, Charlie dear, Charlie dear. Till you give our tuppence back, Charlie dear. Thank you.
my 15 cents and I'll go home to Mammy. Tennessee, I thought I'd learn to travel. Fell in love with a pretty little girl, and then I played the devil. I loved that gal and she loved me. I thought we'd live together. Then we tied that fatal knot and now I'm done forever. Mother-in-law, I want to see my granny. Give me back my 15 cents and I'll go home to Mammy. Give me back my 15 cents. Give me back my 15 cents and I'll go home to Mammy.
That's the Hoover Uprights. Give me back my 15 cents and I'll go home to Mammy. Before that, the Pie Eaters, Alan Musgrove and Robert Stevens, and a song about a strike in the Lithgow Valley back in the first part of the 20th century when you give our tuppence back, Charlie Dear. Till then, not going to go to work. Another track from the featured album. This is a well-recorded track, frequently recorded, I suppose was popularised by Joan Baez. It's called Silver Dagger, but it certainly predates Joan Baez. We heard a bit of basic banjo on that track we've just been listening to. Well, this one is another banjo-featured track, this time played by Anna Rungans. The singer, of course, from the featured album is Maz O'Connor. Maz O'Connor's voice has been likened by at least one reviewer to that of Judy Collins. I don't know about that, but I suppose there's a bit of wistfulness in a lot of the stuff that she's been singing. There we heard Silver Dagger with some banjo accompaniment by Anna Rungens, who we've heard on the program before, performing with her sister as the Rungens Sisters. You're listening to Come All Ye. Next one is a jota from Galicia in northern Spain, played not by a Galician person. It comes from an album by Alan Kelly, who's an Irish accordionist, piano accordionist, called After the Morning. This is the Jota de Maya, and on this track we'll also hear Jim Murray playing guitar. He's not Galician either. Now, the jota is a strange sort of creature. It can be quite jolly and lively, but in Valencia, they used to be played during funerals, actually the burial. So I don't know what that's all about.
He's crazy, he knows better, but he won't say. Oh, every day you can see him sitting there, dear old Johnny just fiddles away. Oh, John, John, play us another tune. John, John, play one more. Oh, John, John, play us another tune. John, John, play one more. Well, he won't listen to your questions, he will answer yes or no. Tune before you go. Oh, John, John, play another one. John, John, play one more. Oh, John, John, play another tune. John, John, play one more. was away for many a year. And he came back with a fiddle in his haversack, broken memories cost him dear. Oh, John, John, play some of that tune. John, John, play one more. How are you, John? Oh, John, John, play some of that one. John, John, play one more. Saturday night and John is welcome. Brandy wine is all in store. But when the dawn is fast approaching, still they'll ask for just one more. Oh, John, John, play another tune. John, John, play one more. Oh, John, John, play another tune. John, John, play one more.
Another one, Tom McConville from Newcastle upon Tyne, with one of his, Fiddler John, which actually the tune was his, More Power to Your Elbow, it's called, at the end there, but the song was composed by Alan Taylor from an album called Tommy on the Bridge, Fiddler John. Before that, Horta de Maya from Alan Kelly and Jim Murray. Tom McConville's an interesting fellow. I met him somewhere. I can't remember whether it was out here or in England somewhere. But he, as you can tell, he's a pretty good fiddle player. But for a while he couldn't play fiddle at all. It hurt. Hurt his shoulder and his arm. But he discovered the Alexander technique. And it fixed him. And he's been a great proponent. And he's a practitioner and teacher and all that sort of stuff of the Alexander technique ever since. Next track comes from Jane Thompson, and we've heard her quite often on the program as a member of the group Blackwood, who come from Victoria. This time we'll hear her from a solo album called Here. She's got people helping her out on various tracks. This is a song she wrote called You Took My Hand, and it's not about her and her husband James Rigby. Well, tangentially it is, I suppose. It's a song written for her mother-in-law after the death of her mother-in-law's husband. They'd been together more than 50 years, and Jane was moved to write this song.
Summer's evening, you took my hand. The stars were scheming, and you made me yours then, with a wedding band on a summer's evening. When you took my hand on a summer's evening, when you took my hand, we stood some rough seas in stormy weather. Through it all, somehow we held together. We washed up weary quiet evening. Then you took my hand in the quiet evening. Then you took my hand. At times a different peace became my yearning, and our soul's path, the hardest learning. But you made me love through to a softer day, and those roughened edges slowly wore away, and those roughened edges slowly wore
We've heard Archie Fisher on the program quite a bit in the last year or so. Wonderful, sonorous voice, good guitar work, and that version of Ranodyne from Archie Fisher's first album, recorded a long time ago, features him playing sitar. What a hippie. Now, we'll not be quite as serious, if you consider sitar on Come All Ye to be serious. This is a group called Duck Soup, with a song called King Canute, and another song called The Little Black Moustache. And Duck Soup don't take their name after the Marx Brothers film of 1933. They take it from a Laurel and Hardy film from 1927.
King Canute had courtiers many a one, and flatterers not a few. And they told King Canute that under the sun there was naught that he could not do. Then out spoke Canute, quite well I trow, monarch and king are we. Wend you with me to the beach below, we will gaze on the glorious sea. To the beach below he royally strode, and sat himself on the sand. And he cried to the billows as onward they rode, hasten back, it is my command. Yet onward rolling on the billows came, stopping not in their race. Scornfully flinging their angry foam in the monarch's blushing face. Then up rose the king with scorn on his brow as the billows rushed by his chair. And he cried to his courtiers, still whispering low, full of shame and contrition there. Go, flatterers, go ye hence, away be gone, wiser be from this day. Mark you this lesson, there is but one whom the wind and the waves obey.
Oh, once I had a charming beau, I loved him dear as life. I thought the day would surely come when I would be his wife.
When I would be his wife, when I would be his wife.
I thought the day would surely come when I would be his wife. He came to see me Sunday night, he stayed till almost three. He said he never loved a girl as well as he loved me.
As well as he loved me, as well as he loved me.
He said he never loved a girl as well as he loved me. His pockets, they were lined with silk, and oh, we cut a dash. A diamond ring, a watch and chain, a little black moustache.
A little black moustache, a little black moustache.
A diamond ring, a watch and chain, a little black moustache. He said we live in grandest style, for oh, we'd lots of cash. And then he pressed upon my lips that charming black moustache.
That charming black moustache, that charming black moustache.
And then he pressed upon my lips that charming black moustache. But then there came an old, old maid, she owned a waiting gold. She had false teeth and false hair too, and 59 years old.
And 59 years old, and 59 years old.
She had false teeth and false hair too, and 59 years old. And now they live in grandest style in yonder mansion old. She married for that black moustache, he married for her gold.
He married for her gold, he married for her gold.
She married for that black moustache, he married for her gold. So ladies, listen while I sing, don't ever be so rash. Just leave that stylish chap alone and the little black moustache.
The little black moustache, the little black moustache.
Just leave that stylish chap alone and the little black moustache.
I used to have a black moustache. I still have a moustache, but it's not black anymore. That was a group called Duck Soup. King Canute and The Little Black Moustache from an album called Everything and... dot, dot, dot. Might hear more from them in future programs. They're rather silly. But right now, final track from the featured album called I Am a Poor Girl, and this one is probably where she found the title of the album. Maz O'Connor, the album Love is a Killing Thing.
I am a poor girl, my life it is sad, for once I was loved by a roving young lad. He told me that he loved me night, noon and day, but now my love he's gone. I am a poor girl and left all alone. The heart in my breast is no longer my own. He told me that he loved me night, noon and day, but now my love he's gone. Such sorrows I've seen. My garden is bare now, where once it grew green. He told me that he loved me night, noon and day, but now my love he's gone away.
Be the same. That's Maz O'Connor. Love It Is a Killing Thing has been the featured album on Come All Ye today. If you'd like to hear the program again, you can do that. Go to comeallye.com, press a couple of buttons, and there you go. Or go to 2mce.org, which is the radio station's website. Same deal, press a few buttons, and you'll find us. Here's Neil Adam singing a Bob Dylan song, and this is on one of the many Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club recordings. He reckons this was the first song that Dylan wrote, and he did so as a result of the Cuban Missile Crisis and the Cold War and the death and destruction that was almost certainly coming our way back then in the early 60s. Didn't happen then, did it?
Now I will not go down under the ground just 'cause some fool is saying there's a war coming round. And I will not take myself down to die, for when I go to my grave, you know my head will be high. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down.
life has got lost in between. Some people are saying that the end is close by. Instead of learning to live, you know they're learning to die. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Now I don't know if I'm smart, but I think I can see when someone is pulling the wool over me. So if this war comes and there's death all around, I'd rather die on the land than under the ground. Let me die before I go down under the ground. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. And if I had rubies and riches and crowns, you know I'd buy this whole world and I would turn things around. I'd throw all those tanks and those guns in the sea, for they are all a mistake from our past history. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Let me die. Sun. And see those rivers, and see those mountains, watch those waterfalls run. Lie down in the meadows by the cool grassy leaves, and walk down that highway with your brothers in peace. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down on.
Strong song, isn't it, considering Dylan was so young when he wrote that? That was Neil Adam singing, and he said he was quite impressed that he was able to sing that with a 30-piece fiddle orchestra behind him. What a joy that would have been. This is a little bit of music from Sean Maguire to take us out today. Thank you for your company. I'll give Sean Maguire a better go next week. Until we meet again, I've been Bruce Cameron. This has been Come All Ye on 2MCE. Thanks for your company. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.